الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله
Respective brothers, inshallah, if we can just maybe just stand up very quickly in the next 30 seconds and make our sufuf and try to make as much space as possible for the brothers who are waiting outside to come inside. Jazakallah khairan for your cooperation. Once your row is made, please sit down. Jazakallah khairan. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه الأتقياء أما بعد. Respected brothers, today inshallah we shall be reading Surah Al-Anbiya and Surah Al-Hajj. Today, in the next 7 minutes inshallah, I shall be very quickly talking about a few verses. We all know, my dear brothers and sisters, that the prophets are the most beloved servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most beloved servants. Despite them being the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet they are tested the most as well. They are also tested the most. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the prophets are tested the most with trials and tribulations, and then after them, those who are pious and loving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are also tested as well. So I will mention very quickly, the first of all, Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. In Surah Al-Anbiya, which we shall be reading today, Allah mentions, وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And remember, when he called out his Lord, when Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam called out to his Lord and he said, Massani al-durru, adversity has touched me. If you look at the wordings of this, of the wordings of Ayyub alayhi salam, it is full of adab and respect. He didn't say, oh Allah, you are the one who has made me ill, therefore, you know, you should give me shifa. Yes. He said, oh Allah, adversity has touched me. And you are Arhamur Rahimeen. Whenever we go through any problem, any calamity, any hardship, any adversity, the first being we should contact and we should turn to is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shouldn't call out to any other human being. No one has the power to cure us. No one has the power to cure us. No one has the power to help us. It is only Allah. And this is the one message, the main message we should take away with us today. Like Ayyub alayhi salam, he made dua. He felt very, very ill. So much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him by taking his health away, taking his health away, his crops away, and even his children away. One by one, one by one, one by one. But he bared patience. He had patience. And you know, we say that the fruit of patience is very sweet. He had so much patience, and he had trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that after the test was over, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him everything he took away. Allah ta'ala gave him back even more. And gave him even more. That was Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam. Next one. Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam. We all know the story. The main part of the story I want to mention is that when he threw himself in the sea, or he was thrown into the sea, and there was three darknesses. There was a darkness of the night. There was a darkness of the sea. And there was darkness of the stomach of the fish, the whale, whatever fish it was. And it swallowed him. And you know what is amazing, what the Quran says? I want you to understand, my dear brothers, look how powerful this wazifa is. You know, everyone asks, Mustafa, give us wazifa, give us wazifa. You know, even sisters, Mustafa, give us some wazifa. There's no better wazifa than what the Quran has mentioned. This was the wazifa and the wird of the Prophet Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Juz 23, that if it was not for his wazifa, his dhikr, and his prayer, which he had said whilst he was in the stomach of the fish, if it was not for that, if he had not read that, Allah Ta'ala says, لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. He would have stayed in the stomach of the fish until the day of judgment. Are we saying this? Allah is saying that. So what was the amazing dhikr and wazifa? Who can tell me? La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. La ilaha illa anta. This is tawheed. This is tahleel. Subhanak. We are glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how many things are there so far? Two. Then acknowledgement. Acknowledgement is very important. When we make dua, we have to acknowledge our sins, our mistakes, our errors. We have to acknowledge it. The same way Yunus alayhi salam did as well. He said, Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Indeed, I was from the wrongdoers. A prophet is acknowledging, yes, Yunus alayhi salam had made an error. He had made an error, and he is acknowledging it. When we make our du'as, one of the first things we should do is we should acknowledge and mention how weak, how feeble, and how sinful, and how guilty we are. This is what we can learn from the du'a of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. So, we should make this du'a every day. Try to read it at least once after every salah. At least read it once. Imagine, just let us imagine that this is such a powerful dua and a zikr, that this is what saved him from the stomach of the fish. If he had not read that, he would have stayed in the stomach until the day of judgment. Subhanallah. So my dear brothers, imagine how he must have felt. We can't even imagine a human being in a stomach of a big fish, a whale, whatever fish it was, in the darkness of a sea, darkness of the night, how must have he felt is beyond our comprehension. Beyond our understanding. Imagine how he must have felt, but Allah Ta'ala saved him. Third example, and I'll finish inshallah. Is it quarter past? Prophet Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, at an old age, he had no children. His wife didn't bear, she couldn't give children as well. She was barren. He didn't lose hope. He didn't lose hope. And he didn't taunt his wife. Many people, they taunt a female when she can't give children. But is it in a man and lady's hands to have children? We can only try. The only thing we can do is try. To give children is in Allah's hands. And even the prophets in an old age, they didn't have children. Classic example, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was probably in his late 80s or early 90s when he had his first child. Zakariya alayhi salam was also in his old age, and Allah, he made dua that, oh Allah, I do not have an offspring to continue my legacy, to continue my work of deen, the work of prophethood, grant me a child. And his wife was barren. She could not bear children. But yet, he didn't become despondent. He didn't lose hope. Everything is in Allah's hands. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granting them a child called Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam, who also became a prophet as well. Remember, nothing is beyond the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is outside the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person cannot have children, they shouldn't become despondent. Think of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Think of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. Because to give children is in Allah's hands. And never, ever, ever, directly or indirectly, you should taunt a female. That's the worst thing you can do. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala salah, hayya 'ala salah, hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah. Qad qamat as-salah, qad qamat as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Please stretch and rose, fill in the gaps. Keep the heels on the line. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك لمن خشي ربه. الله أكبر. سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ. اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawmiddin, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله